Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of the Femi Olaniyo podcast, the podcast where you listen to content on personal finance, productivity and lifestyle. My name is Femi Olaniyo and I'm a YouTuber, a podcaster, a crypto trader and a personal finance enthusiast. If you're new to this podcast, kindly make sure you subscribe to my podcast, please, and don't forget to leave a review if you are listening on Apple Podcast. Now, for today's episode, I'm going to be giving an answer to a particular question that I get a lot on WhatsApp and from my subscribers on YouTube. And the question is, how much do I need to start crypto trading? Like, how much capital do I need to start crypto trading? Now, I get this question from different categories of people. I mean, from students, from youths, from adults, married men, married women, 9-to-5 workers, you know, from different categories of people. Now, you know, the thing is, there is no general answer to this question. There is no general answer to this question because the answer to this question depends on a lot of things. You know, it depends on if you have a job or whether you don't have a job. It depends on if you have a side hustle, and it also depends on where you are getting your money from. And also, it depends on your expenses, or whether you have a lot of expenses or you have little expenses and different things. It depends on a lot of things. So because of this, there is no general answer to this question. Now, as for me, you know, when I got into crypto, I didn't go straight into crypto trading. I didn't even go into crypto trading at all when I started. I was just buying crypto and keeping. I was just investing. I did it for about 6 to 7 months. I think it was close to a year, but not up to a year. I did that. I was just buying crypto and I was just keeping before I now eventually paid to learn crypto trading. Now, before I continue, by the way, I created a free cryptocurrency course for beginners. And that course contains the rudiments and basics of crypto trading that every beginner should know. Now, in this course, I talked about investing and trading as a beginner. You know, as a beginner, you should start by investing in crypto first before you move into trading crypto at all. You should start by investing in crypto. Just buy crypto and keep. Don't bother yourself about buying crypto and then making like about a particular amount of profit every week, every day, every month when you start. No, the first thing when you get into crypto is to buy crypto and keep. Be investing in crypto. Now, how much should you use to invest in crypto? Like, okay, you want to start investing in crypto, how much should you use? Now, if you are a student or maybe you are a teenager or you're in your early 20s, I will advise you to go all in into crypto. All in into crypto. Take that risk, like take the full risk into crypto. Now, the reason I'm saying this is because, number one, you don't have too much expenses. You're still a student, you're living under your parents, you're not paying for any house rent, they're not paying your school fee, and you know, all those unnecessary liabilities or expenses, they are the ones taking care of them. So they're just giving you pocket money to take care of yourself. Now, what you have to do is just take out of the money they're giving you and use it to buy crypto. Don't take anything back. Use that money to buy crypto. You can just keep money apart for yourself to take care of yourself and, you know, enjoy your life. You get it? I'm not saying you don't enjoy your life, but you're still a student. You don't have too much liabilities or too much expenses. You're just there to just take care of yourself with your parents' money. Can use out of that money to buy crypto, and you can do that for, like, let's say 5 months, 6 months or thereabouts. That's if you're a student or if you're a teenager or you're in your early 20s or if you are still under your parent or maybe you don't have too much expenses. But if you're an adult or maybe you have children, you have so much liabilities, you have so much expenses. Now, what I would advise you to do is, when you want to go into crypto, don't go into crypto with money you can't afford to lose. That's number one thing you should note. That's if you have too much expenses, too much liabilities, or maybe you have children, you have house rent that you're paying, you know, you have so much liabilities. Don't go into crypto with money you can't afford to lose. That's number one thing you should note. The second thing you should note is that don't go into crypto with money you're going to be needing very soon. So let's say, for example, you need a particular money, let's say in the next 2 weeks, and then you believe that, okay, if you put this money into crypto or you buy crypto now, oh, you'll make like 50% profit, and then next 2 weeks you just take your money and then use the money and then keep the remaining profit. No, crypto doesn't work like that. In 2 weeks you can lose that money. You can lose like 50% of that money, and you can also make 50% of that money. So it's not 100% sure, it's just 50-50. So don't go into crypto with money that you're going to be needing very soon. Don't go into crypto with your children's school fee, with your house rent, or with money that you are going to use very, very soon. That is very, very important. And one advantage of investing in crypto is that, let's say, for example, every month you decide to put, let's say, $20 into crypto every month. I'm using $20 as an example. Every month, and then let's say you do it for like 5 months. After 5 months, that means you must have put in $100 into crypto. And if it's during the bullish trend or during the bullish period, that $100 can turn to $150 or even more. That's just the advantage of investing in crypto, when you don't bother yourself about whether making a particular amount of profits daily, monthly, or weekly. When you're just buying crypto and keeping, that $100 after 5 months can turn to $150 or more if it's during the bullish run. So you can see that it's very, very good when you are investing in crypto as a beginner. If you take my free cryptocurrency course for beginners, if you take the course, you're going to be learning more about investing and trading as a beginner in that course. I'll put the link to the course in the description of this episode. Now, let's say, for example, you have been buying crypto for like 5 months or 6 months. You have just been buying. Now, don't just be buying and doing nothing. Make sure that during those 5 months or 6 months, you are learning crypto trading. Make sure you are taking courses on crypto trading. Make sure you are watching videos on crypto trading. Make sure you can even pay an expert. If you have the money, you can pay an expert to teach you crypto trading during those 5 months that you are just investing in crypto. Now, let's say after some weeks or after some months that you have learned crypto trading and then you want to now start trading crypto, then you cannot take out of the money you've been using to invest. No, you've already invested in crypto for like 5 months and then you already have like, let's say, $200 or $150 in your wallet. You cannot take part of that money that you have been investing, part of your investment, and now you use it to start crypto trading. So you can see that it's very, very good when you start by investing, because by the time you've already learned crypto trading and you want to start trading, you don't have to bother yourself about, oh, where will I see money to start crypto trading. You know, you already have investments down, you already have crypto down that you have been buying for like 4 months, 5 months, or 6 months. Then you cannot take part of that money and use it to practice what you have learned, maybe from an expert or from a course or from a particular video on YouTube. That is how you can do crypto trading. Now, another thing I want you guys to note is that when you want to start trading crypto, like when you want to start trading, start with little amount of money and money that you can afford to lose. Like when you want to start trading crypto, when you want to start practicing everything you have learned. Now, this is because, you know, you are just starting, you are just practicing those things you have learned. And there is a high chance that you are going to lose that money because you are just practicing, you are just learning. So you don't know what's working for you and what's not working for you. So there's high chance that you are going to lose that money. So when you are just starting or when you are just practicing what you have learned, start with little amount of money or money that you can afford to lose, and by the time you start trading and practicing you see that you start getting good, and then you can now start using more money to trade. So this is just how you can know how much money you can use to invest in crypto or to trade crypto. Now, this is not some kind of advice that you can hear from anywhere from anybody. I'm saying this because this is something important that a lot of beginners need to know about crypto trading and how much they need to start with. So don't just go about asking people that, how much do I need to start crypto trading, or how much capital do I need to start. No, what you need to do is to start investing into crypto maybe for every week or every month for about 5 months, and then during the time you are investing, make sure you are learning crypto trading, maybe from an expert or by taking a course or by watching videos on YouTube. There are a lot of free videos that can teach you crypto trading on YouTube, and by the time you want to start practicing what you have learned, you can take part of your investment and then use it to trade, and by the time you are getting good, you can now be using more money to trade and be making your money. That is a simple way to become a very successful crypto trader. I hope you've learned something from this episode. If you've learned something, don't forget to subscribe to my podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, also Femi Olani on YouTube, and don't forget to share this episode with someone, and I'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye.